The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, it is Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty on Radio on Facebook, and or Bradley Dean Double E. My fan page right now is just getting inundated, which is awesome. I thank you for that. And if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account as well, it's BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977, 877-807-9977. I just got back from, well, actually what happened is I just had about 9 extra hamburgers yesterday because I bought a whole bunch of brand new buns. And I thought, what a good idea. How about I ask Jake? And what we can do is we can have lunch for the kids. We were originally going to do it at my house, and then it got a little cold out, and Jake said, well, we can do it in my garage. And I said, let's do it. And so we get over there, and we find out his wife stayed back at the office, and I said, man, I'll come over for lunch every day if it's like this.
Working hard.
It was awesome. Dude, working you made hard. Awesome hamburgers. That was a great hamburger.
I take pride in my burger flipping. I didn't actually
you
get
should.
To eat one of them. But,
didn't you?
I hope they were good.
Dude, I would have gave you half my hamburger.
No,
it was that good.
Wasn't even
Wasn't
hungry.
That a good hamburger? Yes, it was. Jake's little girl's in here right now, folks. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Oh, and the other thing is, too. We had the producer there, and I was trying to figure out, geez, we were trying to find a...
She brought the chips and the dip.
Like a...
And the sugar water.
Like a bridge to hide under or something like that.
Some Billy Goats.
She's a great conversationalist.
Billy Goat Gruff.
Yes.
What do you got to say
she
about
is,
that
she's
producer?
She's the best.
What do you got to say about that producer?
Exactly. Yeah.
Whatever.
That's important.
It's only me.
That's
it's only
important
me,
to have
it?
In ministry.
It's
it really
me.
Is. Yeah.
Now, if you had asked her the question, she would have talked. But, of course, when I ask her the question, no talking. Hey, speaking of talking, Midnight Watch with the Rev out of Kingwood, Texas yesterday. You were on his program. Was yesterday? No, it was the day before.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was yesterday. It was yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
Wednesday. Good show. Good guy. They're actually going to start carrying the program as well. And this is where I want to encourage all of you, the listeners. You have an AM/FM station that's nearby. You listen to us through the phone app, TuneIn app, conservative radio app, or you're a news talk on iTunes. You can find us there as well. If you have an AM/FM station in your community, we are more than happy to provide the content for that, so your community can get a dose of the Sons of Liberty Radio.
And you said that was tier two.
Yep, that one was
tier
two.
How is that tier two?
He's got a lot of listeners. The Rev.
Serious?
Yeah. Yep.
Like, what's a lot of listeners?
I don't know. Like
millions?
No, I think over the 10,000 for sure.
Wow.
That's a daily listenership, of course. Well,
so that's what makes it tier two?
I don't know exactly. I don't know. That was my guess.
Well, we learn every day, right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, we also got a text art that we just put up recently. This one has a picture of Bradley, I believe, at the Capitol speaking. Through their inaction, this text art says. Whenever I bring up text art, again, folks, you can share these, like them, send them to your neighbors, send them to your relatives. They spark good conversation, and this one for sure did. Through their inaction, the professed church in America today has been the greatest advocate for the abortion industry. 300,000 pulpits have been accomplices to murder by their silence, while 3,700 babies a day are aborted.
Yep.
In the meantime, America seems to have question marks as to why their government acts in the fashion they do. Elizabeth Ann Kelly commented and said, I agree. She was one of many, by the way. Thank you, Elizabeth, if you're listening. I agree. Where are the ministers, leaders, and why are they not concentrating on abortion and the sex slave trade industry? I'm disgusted that the church is not focused on moral decay.
Well, here, let me give you a clue. If they don't do the things that they say they're born of, that spirit, it's because they're not born of that spirit.
They have no care for it.
Listen to this.
Lack of love.
John Calvin said, all whom the Lord has chosen and received into the society of his saints ought to prepare themselves for a life that is hard, difficult, laborious, and full of countless griefs.
It's like grief.
See, they don't want the grief. Mm-hmm. See, they don't want the cross. They want the crown.
Yeah.
I just talked to Troy Newman this morning. Great guy.
Yeah.
He said they were actually...
Operation Rescue.
Yeah. He said, I have to take pictures and show people to the extent that these people are willing to go to. He said they're taking babies out of the womb and twisting their heads off.
Yep.
Did you hear what I said? They're twisting their heads off. But for the church out there, the professors, you just keep sitting back doing nothing because you've been doing a real good job doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, darkness prevails.
Yep. Yeah. That's the greatest advocate
good job.
Of that murder.
You're doing a great job at it, too,
greatest,
by the way.
Greatest advocate of that murder, which brings me to Bradley Dean, a letter of indictment. We are calling a spade, going straight to the Capitol, naming names. That's the latest column that Bradley's produced on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. I think Capitol Hill Outsider just posted that. So check that out. Bradley Dean, a letter of indictment to
Maybe
Minnesota.
We need to take that to the federal level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely there. We're doing it every day. I mean
what are they doing? They're just pleading the fifth anyways, right?
Yeah. The IRS,
how would that work over for you if you were actually being interviewed? Or let me put it this way. If you were being drilled by the IRS, how would it be for you to say, I plead the fifth?
I plead the fifth. Well, technically, according to the Fifth Amendment, no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless indicted by a jury. Except in the case of indictment of a grand jury. So, was this woman, how could this woman say, I plead the fifth? Here's what I want to bring up on this. Is that a legitimate thing to plead? Yes, until you're indicted, you can plead the fifth. However, why is an IRS agent telling Congress, I plead the fifth?
No, it's Congress, not just an agent,
government.
Jake. It's the commissioner.
Oh, it's the commissioner?
Yes. It's
Lois is the commissioner? I didn't even know that.
Look.
Lois Lerner.
That's what it said on my little post.
She tries to plead the fifth, but then Congress comes up and says, hold on a second here. You are hired by us. You're an employee
Gowdy
of ours.
Gowdy nailed her.
Yes.
Yes.
You're an employee of ours. Therefore, you need to answer right now due to your job description. She's trying to plead the fifth. Somebody comes and accuses me of murder and says, what do you have to say about it? I plead the fifth. I'm not going to say anything. I haven't been indicted. What are the charges? I want to know all the evidence. The evidence is plain as day. This is a boss questioning his employee and saying, what is going on down here? You can't plead the fifth. But as you see with this administration, what do they do? I don't have to answer.
Did you just say what Gowdy said?
No,
what did Gowdy say?
I don't know the exact response from
Gowdy. He was
Gowdy
mocking. He was mocking this individual.
He's drilling every one of them.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He said it doesn't work that way here.
Not here.
Yeah.
Not there.
Yeah.
Not there. The Fifth Amendment, she took it totally out of context. This wasn't a criminal. This was, again, this was a boss questioning employee. What is going on in here?
Yeah.
If it is an incrimination, that's your own deal because you shouldn't be acting out of your conduct. You shouldn't be misbehaving in the IRS. But obviously she is. Why in the world else would she try to cover her tracks?
Well, how was that organization contrived?
Yep.
That's the question.
Was birthed constitutionally? Was it ratified or justified the way that it was ratified? Many people say no.
That was
if
perfect.
If it's born. You know, I wasn't there. That was a long time ago.
That was perfect the way you said it. Folks, check us out online if you'd like, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And or go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or go to Bradley Dean on Facebook. Folks, all whom the Lord hath chosen and received into the society of his saints ought to prepare themselves for a life that is hard. That only applies to some. Difficult, that only applies to some. Laborious and full of countless griefs. Don't forget that.
Mr. Calvin.
Yeah, we'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I love the Sons of Liberty show. I'm glad to hear the take from a couple of constitutional scholars, patriotic Americans, rather than internationalist subversive talking heads.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Call 1-866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Shulman, when you learned that conservative groups were being targeted by the IRS for discriminatory treatment, what did you do?
When I learned of the existence of a BOLO list, in that same conversation or right around that time, I also learned a couple things. One, that it was being stopped. So that,
all right, and who told you it was being stopped?
That's Steve Miller, my deputy.
All right, and did you investigate further? Can you give me the name of a single person who was involved in the original decision to target conservative groups for disparate treatment?
I'm not aware of those names.
Why can't you give me a name?
So at the same time that I learned and that it was being stopped, I was also told that the inspector general was aware of it.
Mr. Shulman, is the inspector general the only person who can investigate wrongdoing within the IRS?
My general practice.
Can you answer my question and then you can explain? Is the inspector general the only entity who can investigate wrongdoing?
Congress can investigate.
How about you? Can you do it?
The practice at the Internal Revenue Service that I inherited.
So if there's inappropriate conduct being done on your watch in the IRS, then that inappropriate conduct can last as long as the Inspector General's investigation lasts. Is that what you're telling me? That you're not going to step in and stop it?
No, what I'm telling you.
If there's someone wielding a knife in the parking lot, are you going to call the Inspector General? Are you going to wait until his or her investigation's over before you stop it?
When I was told about this, these allegations,
having a hard time, I think.
I was also told that they were being stopped, and so that the inappropriate criteria were not being used
anymore.
Well, hang on a second. Well, as long as the dudes aren't raping them anymore, then just let it go. Just leave it alone.
Hey, it's all over.
No big deal. It's all over.
Yeah, we're not putting this up.
Yeah.
You know, hey guys.
I mean, as long as they said it was over with.
Get away from the girl. Okay, you've had your fun.
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good luck to you, girl.
That is called extortion.
What they are doing, what they have been doing for decades. That's right. And people are coming forth. Again, this is not even new. This was happening. Look at Clinton. How many people were targeted with IRS audits? I just posted the other day on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Joseph Farah. He went through the whole gamut of when this started, how it happened, how he was personally attacked.
Yeah.
He predicted he would be, and then lo and behold, he gets to me. Rick Santorum runs for president. What happens afterwards? He gets audited. Yeah. Gee, I wonder why. Is it because you're speaking out a little too strongly on issues that are contrary to way that the way that this administration is trying to take this country? Yeah, but it's plain as day.
But Jake, he doesn't know what's going on. Keep going, Kerry.
And so that the inappropriate criteria were not being used
anymore.
And
despite the seriousness and potential criminality.
Thank you. Oh, hang on a second. Can you rewind that just a little bit for our friend from last week that works in government, and I know he's listening right now. Go ahead and listen to Trey Gowdy.
Come on, Dale.
Tune in, Dale. What did he call that?
Despite the seriousness and potential criminality.
But you know what I'd say? What law and what statute did he break?
Come on, you got the Fifth Amendment, man.
Yeah, I mean, what law and statute did he break? Come on, give me some specificity here, would you please?
Now, here's the thing. These correspondents.
Come on, I know. I work in government. I know how it works.
The IRS, actually, their missing file deadline, which they did not meet, fails to comply with congressional demand for all communications with the White House. Now, this is what's important. These communications aren't just communications of the IRS. They're going to go target. They go directly to the WH, to Mr. Obama.
Give me a W.
That White House is becoming tarnished by the day, folks. But that's right where they lead. So if there is crimes going on, who sent the message? Who sent the directives?
Well, rest assured it's going to happen again tomorrow and next week and the month after that and the year after that. Because as long as the people remain apathetic, here we go. Apathy and evil, the two work hand in hand. They are the same, really. Evil wills it. Apathy allows it. Evil hates the innocent and the defenseless most of all. Listen carefully. What's the purpose of law, Jake?
To protect them very ones, friends.
Apathy doesn't care as long as it's not personally inconvenienced. That's right. Let's listen to a little more of Trey grilling the IRS.
Conduct. You didn't investigate it yourself at all.
So the procedures that I inherited and that that my
Mr.
general
Shulman,
practice
this is going to go
with.
Much quicker if you'll answer yes or no, and then you can explain.
I'm scared.
Did you do anything to verify that the practice, as insidious as it was stopped?
Inspector General was going to be looking into it, and that's what.
Is it that you can't say yes or no, or you're just choosing not to say yes or no? Can you answer the question, did you do anything personally to make sure that this insidious discriminatory practice was stopped? Yes or no?
At the time that I learned about it, I also learned two things. The first was that it was being stopped, and the second was that the...
And what did you do to verify that it was stopped?
The responsible deputy of the Internal Revenue Service told me it was being stopped. I had no reason to believe otherwise.
Did you investigate why conservative groups were being targeted?
Excuse me?
Did you investigate? So you can't give me a single name. You can't answer the who. Can you tell me the why? Why were conservative groups? Why was the culture such under your watch that an employee felt comfortable targeting conservative groups?
Ooh, good.
Did you investigate that?
You know, from my reading of the report, I can't tell if it was political motivation or if it was tone deaf, somebody trying to...
Is this contempt of court, Jake?
You still don't...
I mean, can we define contempt?
Yeah, contempt is when they just
refuse. This is stonewalling.
Yeah, when they just refuse, which is what Eric Holder is still held in.
He's doing that through diversion.
Court with Congress.
There's nothing new.
Mm. So it's sidewash it. I mean, anybody with a... Look, this is...
Anybody with a what? A brain?
Yeah, anybody with a brain.
Speaking of which, Albert Einstein said the world is a dangerous place to live, not because of the people who are evil, but because of the people who don't do anything about it. Post that, please, Heather.
That's very good.
Listen again. The world is a dangerous place to live, not because of the people who are evil, but because of the people who don't do anything about it. Of course.
Yep. I got to kind of bring this. It's going to seem like I'm jumping topic, and in partiality I am, but I'm proving a point.
In part.
Here. This particular situation that we're listening to with Trey Gowdy. Okay, Trey's doing a great job of grilling. He's doing his job, man. He's pulling out all the stuff, pulling out all the rugs. Then what happens?
That's right.
Do they get to go home at night? I just posted.
Maybe this is WWF at its worst. I don't know.
I would surely hope not, because what that means is, folks, you are left in the dark on your own to deal with this.
Yes.
Speaking of that, here's a woman.
So the mercy here is, this is totally public. It's right totally known. Yeah. Everything is out in the light right now. Yeah. So this is a very safe place to those that have been victimized to actually take part in taking a stand to bring forth justice against their crimes.
That's right.
But if you let it go, guess what they love to do? They love to target you individually, because then you believe within yourself that there's nothing that you can do about it. What happens when America comes together? Because now the time is right.
Yep. You know, this particular woman, she was at her house. I don't know if she was alone or not. But I just posted this on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And the point I want to make is, this is what she explained. A man came up to her house without a shirt. I don't know, he's delirious, drunk, whatever. I don't know what it is.
Or both.
But he's trying to get into her home.
Oh.
So she screamed as loud as she could, "Get off my porch. I have a gun. I will shoot you." Okay, now listen, that was a threat.
Mm-hmm.
Could be legitimate. Could not, maybe it's not backed up. Maybe she really doesn't have a gun. So he stays at the door.
What are you going to scream at me? You have a gun? Like, that's going to move me.
Yeah.
Collins, this is the woman, you can find at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, told WTVG, "I'm like, get off my porch. I have a gun. I will shoot you." He still didn't move. Mm-hmm. We can threaten all that we want, folks.
That's right.
We can grill these guys. We can put it on public television. Every conservative outlet can pick it up. Even mainstream can pick it up. But then she opened the door after he didn't move.
Yep.
And there he was, standing 5 inches from the barrel of my loaded .357. Then the man obeyed.
Yep, and then he needed a grown-up diaper on the spot.
And he never visited the house again, probably.
Yep, he did.
And he won't.
Pooped his pants right on the spot.
So the point had to be sent.
She ain't kidding.
You can't.
She ain't playing.
Walk around waving a gun. You've got to point that sucker and say, listen, justice. I'm talking about the gun of justice.
Yes.
And you've got to make sure that the criminal feels the consequence.
Well, the government illegally is doing that to the subjects.
Yes.
On a daily basis.
By extortive measures, like you just said.
Right.
And it doesn't take a genius. Oh, gosh, these idiots up on the stand.
Well, I don't know if it's politically motivated. I just don't know.
That's accomplice to the crime.
Of course.
That's what that is.
Yep. If you're going to willfully. And then he said to him, listen to what Trey said to him again. Again, this is, I have a gun, get off my porch. That's what he's doing right now. He's doing a very good job of it. How is it that people underneath you felt so emboldened that they could go target groups like that?
Because
he wasn't going to do anything and didn't do anything, and will continue to say.
It reminds me of the TSA. It's pretended authority.
Yeah.
It's a violation of our Constitution.
It sure does.
The Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
And when a pretended authority, they get the baser sort, they give them a badge, which took no discipline for them to get in the first place.
That's right.
They love to empower them people to rule over people because that's how they thrive on that authority that they haven't disciplined themselves to receive.
Useful idiots.
Yep, and that's why they will attack you, America, and rest assured, that's where they're at right now. Folks, you get Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, check us out online. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And or check me out, Bradley Dean, double E. Be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery.
We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along comfortably together, you may be sure that there's something seriously wrong. The world is not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. Matter of fact, Paul said he was crucified to the world and the world was crucified to him. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord they say they love and separated from the world that they say they hate, living so that their lives were a reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that has altered, not the world. You say, we should be getting into endless turmoil? Yes. Think not that I come to send peace on earth. I come not to send peace, but a sword. Matthew 10:34. There would be an uproar. Yes, and the Acts of the Apostles are full of stories of uproars, tumults. One uproar was so great that the chief captain had to get Paul over the shoulders of the people lest he should have been torn in pieces. What a commotion, you say. Yes, and bless God, if we had the like now, we should have thousands of sinners saved from their sin. That would be Catherine Booth, the founders of Salvation Army, William and Catherine Booth. That would be the wife of William. Boy, oh boy, she's got a book called Aggressive Christianity, and to say that she didn't know what she was talking about would be to overestimate, and to say that she did know would be to underestimate, because she knew what she was doing, how she was doing it, and it was powerful stuff. These folks went after crime in every sense of the word. There was no pulling any punches. There was no playing any games. And the story of William and Catherine Booth is nothing less than miraculous all the way around. Matter of fact, Charles Spurgeon said if there's not a miraculous spirit in that church, he said it's a counterfeit.
Yeah. There's no power of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Amen.
We need it.
What do you think about those that are always decrying how bad things are? You know, those whack jobs. And we talk about it a little bit, but this is a different perspective. You know those that say, it's the end times, there's nothing that we can do about it. Isn't that amazing? You have 78% of the population that are throwing their hands up in the air, ignoring God's commandments, and they're saying Jesus is coming back. But the question I have for you, if you're one of them, but is he coming back for you? That's the real question. Is he coming back for you? You know, those that are continuously crying about every little thing that goes wrong, folks, you know what I'm talking about, right? Instead of correcting the wrong, they look to another Jesus who will come and rapture them out of where they're at. They hope. And by the way, the word rapture appears nowhere in the Bible. These people in their unregenerate state even look for excuses as to why they should write a book every year about why Jesus is coming back in that particular year. Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Interject at any time, Jake. Interject at any time.
Sure.
Isn't it interesting that every year they write another book, what is it, about how powerful Jesus Christ is, how he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, how he's seated in heavenly places far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and all things are under his feet? Or are they writing about how bad things are in this world and how they're succumb to the sins of the world rather than overcoming the world?
Well, I definitely hear in their conversation. I've never read one of the books, but that is exactly what they talk
about. Welcome to the club.
It's the end times.
Maybe that's
Jesus is coming. And
that's the club I'm a part of, too. I've never read one of their books.
No book club membership over here.
Yeah.
No son or daughter of liberty is reading it. But that is it's the defeatism. You get to talking about what's going on, and we do too. You know what? We point out the problems. We do it every single day on this radio show. We will point to it and say, there is the problem.
Deal with it.
But where do we go from there?
That's right.
Do we say, well, see, there's the problem, and that's why Jesus is coming back? No, we take that and we say, Jesus, fill us with your grace so that we can establish justice on this earth.
Because of your mercy.
Exactly.
Amen.
I don't want to leave this cesspool to my kids.
Oh, it's so bad. Oh, Jesus, come and get us out of here, man. This is just way over the top.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, come get us now. Folks, these people are, and they offer nothing but hopelessness and nothing else. Instead of them taking responsibility and keeping the commandments of God, they throw off God's commands as legalistic instead of showing their love to the one that died for them. These are those who the Lord warns about in Psalm 78, verse 5 through 10, where he established a testimony. Listen carefully. Where he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel. We establish the law through faith. Romans 3:31. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children. Well, the American people sit back and say, well, the Supreme Court can say, you know, we don't want your kids learning about the Ten Commandments anymore. And the professed church in the 78th percentile sit back and say, oh, okay, that's cool. You're the final word. We'll our God now.
We'll teach them at home then.
That's right.
No, it doesn't.
Folks, the generation to come might know them, even the children of what should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. This is what God is saying to the children of Israel, us. God, Israel means God's fighters, friends. That they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that is set not right in their heart, and whose spirit was not steadfast or fixed in direction with God. It says the children of Ephraim being armed, America, hello, and carrying bows, hello, AR-15s, turn back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his laws. Instead of the law converting the soul, Psalm 19:7, Galatians 3:24, they use fear and the fear of consequences, the fear master to bring them to another Jesus who is in truth an enemy to your souls. Yet Scripture states that we have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, 2 Timothy 1:7. What is worse is that these fuel fear at every opportunity they have while they sit there and attempt to oppress the next generation with their lawlessness. I've seen short pieces, clips of these meetings, of these whacks. And wax, they're a bunch of burnt hippies from the 70s.
Do they wave banners
in the 60s?
Meetings?
Yes, that's all they do.
They really do, actually.
All they do. And their conduct is different in the building. Mm-hmm. And when they come out the building, they changed like a bunch of chameleons back to who they really were, a bunch of worldlings.
They're not drunk in the spirit anymore.
No, they're not drunk. Out. Yeah. No. Okay. They're drunk in the spirit in there, and then they go out and they get drunk out. And watch a football game, call the old lady,
and
whatever.
And they really get drunk.
Okay. Yeah, right. And I'm not being facetious. It really jacks me up. That makes me angry. But my point was this. It's interesting if you see little clips of some of these meetings.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was a younger kid going into one of these meetings, the only thing I'd be looking for is a rope as to where I should hang myself after listening to this older generation capitulate in the face of an enemy that is not as big as they want it to be.
That's
in
right,
other words,
not.
You're belittling the God of heaven when you say that the enemy is too much to take on. Might want to read Numbers 14. Go ahead, interject.
So personal responsibility. You're belittling the God of heaven when you say that those that are...
Is that like where God commanded the children of Israel not to limit the Holy One of Israel?
He did say that.
Yes, he did.
And
nations are but a drop in the bucket, and the government is upon the shoulders of his son.
He spans
so
the
he's
universe
in control.
In his hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing to me.
The creator of all things.
Yeah.
Fear not them which are able to kill the body, but can do nothing more.
To the soul. Luke 12:4.
That's right.
Yeah.
Fear him who is able to cast both the body and the soul into hell.
Amen.
God's bigger than all
of
this.
So we're not supposed to fear the devil in hell? Oh, man, the devil's doing this, and the devil's doing that, and the devil's doing this, and the devil's doing that. Listen to what you're saying.
Yeah.
What's God doing?
What's the...
The devil's a defeated foe. If you're in Christ, you're to be made more the conqueror.
Not
the enemy.
That's right. When you speak of... I'll put it in terms, because so many people understand sports. You sit and talk about what the other team's defense is doing. No, you get your offense on, and you go score the touchdown, right?
Right.
I mean, that only makes sense.
You look for the hole.
You know, your offensive coach doesn't say, here's a video this week. Last week, their defense annihilated the other team.
Yeah.
It's the end times.
Yeah.
Take a knee. Let's pray. No, he's not considering that at
can
all.
Can you imagine a football coach that continuously told the fans that his football team was going to lose the next battle and the next battle?
I could imagine he wouldn't have a job very long.
This is what the professed church
right.
in America is
That's
doing.
Right. That's right.
Not the church, friends. Make distinction.
Mm-hmm.
Not the church,
right.
But the professed church. They're sitting there telling you how their team's losing it again tomorrow and losing again next week, and this sin's prevailing and that sin's prevailing. And look at this government is doing that is at length. Well, I shouldn't even say at length. But is in the immediate presence of the church. Oh. In the immediate church has been the responsibility of the church to right the wrongs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we wouldn't have the wrongs had the church been doing their job in the first place. And that's the deal. That's the whole ticket right there.
On the way back in.
If you're a professing Christian, if you're somebody who professes to know Christ and walk by the Spirit, if you're a pastor, you're a preacher.
By the Spirit.
You've got a congregation. You're responsible before God, just like that IRS agent that everybody loved, Gowdy Grilling. He was responsible for his staff, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Church people, church leaders, religious leaders, men of the cloth, if you will.
Yeah.
You're responsible for those that you lead.
Here, let's kind of offset this conversation a little bit as to what you're talking about, the IRS. Well, Bradley, that's all I hear. And when I'm hearing you saying that we need to keep the commandments of the Lord, I hear works. Okay. So thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not covet, and thou shalt not lie. Go back to the IRS.
Yeah.
What are they doing? They're breaking those commandments, are they not?
Yeah.
And what are they doing through oppressive measures illegally to you, America? Not in every case, by the way. What are they doing? They're making you get out there and raise the money through works to give to them, which are breaking the laws. Now, how does that work out for your theology?
Yep.
Curious.
Men of necessity must be ruled by either God or tyrants, the Bible or the bayonet. You can obey their laws through works, just like you said.
You are.
Or you can obey God's law by doing works.
And I'm not saying you are like it's coming on you. I'm saying you are like in the present tense.
Yep, that's what's happening.
Exactly right. So, folks, these folks, they don't preach Christ crucified. They preach, get ready, fearful flock. Jesus is coming back to get you out of the war that he calls you to be a part of. They don't preach that we are overcomers, but rather submitters to the next author that writes a book about how bad everything is and that there is no sense in lifting a finger to help our posterity.
Yeah.
They don't preach greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, 1 John 4:4. How contrary to the word of God. And folks, when I come back, I'm going to continue on this vein of thought. Because it's that important that you understand, folks, this is not the church. The church is out there, and they're proclaiming the victories of God in Jesus' name. Yeah, Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break. We are
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is that it the paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who are brave and will go out into the society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook of that everything's going downhill and all we can do is just wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty Radio is one that addresses the issues that are going on in society and takes them as a paradigm of hope. And I think that that's more in line with what the Bible says, how we should react to evil and corruption, than just putting our heads in the sand and giving way to fear. So I just love Sons of Liberty Radio because it has the paradigm of hope rather than fear.
Well, of course. Thank you for that. What's his name? Anthony? Thank you, Anthony. We appreciate that. Listen, folks, we're talking about the end time wax, okay? In wax they are. It's unscriptural business, just like Anthony said. It's not in the Bible. And the phone lines, friends, are open for you to call in and let us know where in Scripture you can actually justify a lack of truth when hearing their message of defeatism. Richard Bach said this. He said, what the pillar calls the end of the world.
Caterpillar. What the caterpillar.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did I say? Pillar?
That wouldn't make much sense at the end when you bring in the crescendo.
I was thinking about the big trucks, the caterpillars. Oh, okay. Anyways, what the caterpillar calls the end of the world, the master calls a butterfly. Friends, that right there is redemptive power.
Yeah.
That is redemptive power right there. What the caterpillar calls the end of the world, the master calls a butterfly. So when we're talking about the end timers, yeah. Who are they? They're people that are not willing. First of all, they're not born of the Spirit, John 3:3, because they're not doing the will of the Spirit and the moves of the Spirit. Yeah. They're not willing to bear the cross by keeping the commandments of the Lord because there's no love for the Christ. Yeah. And that's what it comes down
to. Therefore, there's no hope.
No, none. Not at all. Jesus taught his disciples to seek and save that which was lost. They're not doing that. They're teaching people fear. Jesus taught to go to the highways and to the hedges, to go to the fields and to reap the harvest. But again, these are exposed for what they leave undone. This is clearly, again, a lack of Christianity. And it's interesting, when you do go to their meetings, and I've seen excerpts, friends, I've never gone there. Just like Jake said, I'm not a part of that book club. Actually, I said that as to what you said.
Yeah.
You want to take credit for that, or can I have that one? Okay.
Either one's fine. But just go to
what's interesting, they're leading people to Jesus through the fear of the world rather than the law of God. So they're repenting before the world, which only worketh death,
yeah.
Friends. It's not godly sorrow that's being worked in them. It's a sorrow that worketh death, only worldly sorrow.
So in that particular paradigm, the devil is the most valuable resource. Why? Because he's the one scaring everybody, and nobody wants to go to hell. So, but the Bible says that Jesus saves us. He delivers us, right?
That's right, Matthew 1:21.
Salvation.
And it also says in the book of 1 John, it says that perfect love casteth out all... Come on, say it with me, end-timers. All fear.
Yeah.
All fear. Yeah. Okay, so anyways. So, but again, these are exposed for what they leave undone. I say to the older generation who teaches hopelessness, you will and are despised for what you leave undone. That's why you're a reproach. For everyone sees your godlessness. And by the way, what the Bible, and that's right. That's the question. What Bible are you reading that you would teach the opposite of what Scripture teaches? When I hear these folks say things that, you know, they say, because it goes no further than out of their mouths, I wonder, where is Jesus? Where is God in their message? Where is the life of the Spirit? Because when I read the Word of God, I see nowhere, and folks, again, I said nowhere, that we are promised defeat except in our disobedience toward God.
That's right.
And by the way, I'm not talking about defeat. To bear your cross and even die as a martyr is still a victory.
Mm-hmm. Because it's redemptive.
That's exactly right. The Bible says we're not to limit the Holy One of God. Instead, we are to respond to God's commands because we love. We're thankful. It's called gratitude. And what we do is we take His promises by faith. And why gratitude? Because of what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. When I read the book of Psalms, I see where David bore his cross. But God always gave him the victory. That's the book of Psalms, friends. My Bible teaches that God is the deliverer, and when we take heed, that means pay careful attention to His word, He gives us the victory every time. I've shared with you in the past. Folks, can you imagine our forefathers back in the 1700s saying, "This is it! Johnny! George! John again! Roger!
Benjamin!
Samuel! Patrick! It's all over! There's nothing we can do about it, boys! Retreat! Come on, Jake! Retreat!
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 But wait! Wait, men! Do not flee! Wait until we negotiate!
How's that working out for America? Folks, no, our forefathers responded to God. Indeed, they did. They took heed unto Him, and He bestowed upon them victory through the Revolutionary War. Remember our national motto? No king but King Jesus, with flags waving, appeal to heaven. They saw their responsibility and they answered the call. America, we can call upon the God of our forefathers even now in Jesus' name. He will answer, but you must respond to His written word. It says in Jeremiah 33:14-15, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel," America, "and to the house of Judah," the church, "in those days, and at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land." By the way, that's the very habitation of His throne, Psalm 97, Psalm 89, Psalm 94. Our forefathers didn't lay down. They stood up and they fought. They fought and secured their posterity. They didn't fall to circumstances. They sought God, and God heard, answered, and set the record straight that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they would be doing.
Glory!
God showed Himself strong on their behalf. Our forefathers pledged the high cost of their lives, fortunes, and sacred honors, and paid with their blood to redeem us through their sacrifice, and we can call them blessed. And we do. And the way we express our gratitude to those that gave so much is to honor them with our actions and magnifying what they died for. So I end with these words of John Adams. Posterity, that's us, friends. You will never know how much it cost the present generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make good use of it, because if you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it. Amen.
The Constitution of the United States, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice.
Amen.
Ensure domestic tranquility. Provide, that's peace, folks. Provide for the common defense. Promote the general welfare and secure the blessings of liberty.
That mean my God, check, my food stamps, or
to
what?
Ourselves and our posterity to ordain this Constitution for the United States of America. Unless we enact it, unless we daily ratify it with our conduct, folks, it's going nowhere. And unless we reach the next generation, it's going to go nowhere. We need your help to do that. We are a nonprofit organization. All of your donations are tax deductible. I encourage you, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Whatever the Lord puts on your heart, sow it in. We will take those resources and reach those kids to bring hope to America, and you can be part of it. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Make your tax deductible donation.
We got Dave from Ohio. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Get Bradley and Jake.
Sons of Liberty, raising the sword of spirit, slaying the monster of tyranny, impaling it on a pole for all to see, until the stench rises to the heavens and we all become sick and vomit in the bucket of repentance. Thank you. How are you doing, guys?
We're doing great. Not retreat, Dave. We don't want to retreat.
Retreat!
Wait until we negotiate!
Maverick, why is there oil? We're coming out of the motor wells!
Dave, you had about a minute. Go ahead and fill it with words, my friend.
Hey, guys, it's great to hear you on the air again. You guys been out running around so much. Hey, just saying, guys, as I say quite often on this show, it's a book about God calling the wheat to act like the wheat and not the tares to act like the tares. Bottom line is, something happened over the weekend, this horrible tornado, the worst in our country's history, I am told.
Yeah.
You may have already addressed this, and I apologize if I'm redressing, but interestingly enough, Oklahoma City, the site of one of the biggest gay pride parades, their slogan was the new normal. And then also on Tuesday, John Kerry over in Israel pressuring to divide the land again. Just saying.
Yep. No, it's a bad, bad place to put yourself. I was just talking to someone this morning, Dave, and he runs a ministry that's actually throwing abortion doctors in jail, and I praise God for him. And he had told me, if you want to see a nation judged, go ahead and advocate homosexuality and the sacrifice of children. And guess what? That's exactly where we're at right now, my friends.
Every single time.
The public sanctioning of it, guys. It's one thing that it's there, but now it's a public sanction, and that's when he seemed to respond in the old covenant, eh?
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
the public. Yeah, we appreciate you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks for calling in. It's crazy stuff, but did you see Oklahoma? Oh, it was beyond leveled. It was like, well, Jake, we were having lunch.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm looking up there, it's like a 2 mile wide tornado, and everything it hit, just, it was decimated. It's like, it's gone.
Yep.
I mean, you might see the dust, but you didn't see any pieces of anything left.
Exactly. Nothing left. Yeah. No stone on top of another. I mean, folks, is that not biblical?
Well, what did Ray Comfort say? It was great. He said, if you want to throw rocks at God, you're about to learn how gravity works.
That's right.
And that's in America, you're going to feel the pains as well if you tolerate it. You got Bradley and Jake, friends. We do love you by what we do. You know that. We do it 24/7. By the way, you can listen to us 24/7.
That's right. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That just means to listen to us over and over, hour after hour, and you can listen to us.
Keep going. You can do it. You can do it.
Bradley and Jake, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23 hours. See ya.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.